My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, why they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hammonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me. Why they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to sing that song, As the deer, amen, pants for the water. The psalmist is saying here that, As the heart panted after the waters broke, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Amen.
As the deep panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. Oh, you alone have my heart desire. Desire and I long to worship you. You are my friend, you're my friend, and you are my brother, even though that you are. I love you, my Lord, my God. I love you. So much more. Hallelujah. Oh my God, and you alone are my strength, my shield. Lord, to you hello may my spirit hear. Hallelujah. Hallowed are my heart, desire and I long to worship you. Lord, I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. My strength, my shield, all to you Christ be with thee. I sing now you, alone am my heart, desire and I long to worship you. You alone am my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit be. Oh, you alone am my heart, desire and my love. You are. Alone am my heart, desire and I long to worship you.
Amen, amen. We want to sing this song, All Is Well, as we expect our pastor to come forward and pray. Amen, amen. Do you believe that all is well? Amen. When we sing the last stanza, then you can come forward. Amen. You believe all is well? Amen. Why don't you turn around to somebody, welcome them, and tell them, all is well. Always with a smile on your face, huh? Always with a smile, amen. All is well, amen.
All is well. Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. Oh my, while working in the field, the little boy has died, but a woman's faith never failed. Even in death, she testified that all is well, and all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. We have heard the message, Shalom, all is well. You see now, there is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Now things have not worked out like God's people have thought. Oh, for we're still here with us. Cause I've the faith of Abraham, knowing God never fail. If you trust in Him, you find that all is well.
Father, we thank you for the assurance you've put inside of us. Father, deep down inside, Father, we can rest in thee upon this day. And Father, as we come into your house, how we long just to come and sit at your feet. Father, so many challenges in this life and so many things, even as the song has said, we're still fighting the greatest battle that's ever fought. But Father, we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll always raise a standard to meet him. So in every one of our lives upon this evening, Lord, how we're looking unto you, that as we worship you in the song worship, that you'd prepare our hearts as we draw near to you, that you draw near to us, that as you would send the minister, Lord, to stand in front of us upon this day, that, Father, you would speak unto us, Lord, that, Father, you would minister us unto that place of rest, that you'd speak through your word. Father, we know your word has such a power. We know that your word, Lord, can just achieve anything, Lord. So minister deliverance to the captives. Minister, Lord, the oil and wine, whatever it is that we need upon this evening. Father, we've come to this place with one desire. That's to worship you. That's to commune with you. Father, help us to break through the veil now. Help us to break through everything else. And may you bless the service. And Father, be glorified in the praises of your people. Be glorified, Lord, as the word would go forth. And help us, Lord, that as we'd go from this place, we may say it was good to be in the house of the Lord. So bless your people, bless the minister, bless the song leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the song, Burn, Burn, Holy Spirit, Burn in Me. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to be healing and raising the dead. Hallelujah, give me the power that Jesus has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, burn, burn, Lord, now burn. Burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Oh, set my soul on fire. And raising the dead. Hallelujah, give me all that he. Oh my. Without the music, let's hear the people sing. Oh, burn, burn, Lord, now.
Burn, burn, Holy Spirit.
Sounds good. Hallelujah, set.
Sounds like a beautiful choir. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Oh my. Can you raise your voice now? Make me like the Christ of old. I want to be healing, raising the dead. Hallelujah. Give me that power that Jesus had. Oh my, that. Oh, in the feet, in the feet. Oh, by and by. Oh, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the street, in the street. Oh, by and by. Hallelujah, we shall meet on the beach. Oh, in the street, in the street. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll meet you, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Oh, in the street. Oh, in the street. By and by, we shall meet on the view. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. We have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. Oh, when we stand, when we stand in the name of Jesus, you tell me who can stand before. Oh, in the precious name. Hallelujah. Do you have the victory? As the word comes forward, do you have the victory? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Precious. Oh my, we have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. When we stand, when we stand in that name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. Hallelujah. In. Hallelujah. Oh my, we have one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have. Make it personal. I have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Precious name of Jesus. Demons, they are already fleeing. Amen. Hallelujah. When I come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before me in the precious name. I have the victory. I have the victory. Amen.
Amen. I greet each and everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Very glad to be back here again. And we can just start immediately. We're going to turn to the book of St. John, chapter 11. Going to read a very familiar portion of scripture. St. John chapter 11 from verses 23 to verses 27. St. John 11 verses 23 to verses 27. I'll just read and then we'll pray. It says here, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Let's bow heads for a short word of prayer. Gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for another opportunity, Lord, to come, Lord, and take time off from the cares of this life, Lord, and focus on the things that are eternal, Lord. Pray, Heavenly Father God, for each and every one that made the sacrifice to come up to the house of the Lord tonight, Lord. And Lord, surely they will be blessed with the sacrifice, Lord. For Lord, you are the God who says that you give the blessings that are rich and addeth no sorrow. Pray now, Lord, that you would quicken the word to the hearts of your people, Lord, as their faces differ, so do their needs, Lord. But one thing they are certain of, that, Lord, you have never failed them before, and you surely cannot fail them, Lord. Now dedicate the rest of the service further to you, that your Holy Spirit will have complete preeminence in Jesus' name, with much thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
You can all take your seats. I'd just like to speak on something very familiar and simple tonight. It's a midweek meeting, the power of your confession.
Amen.
Yeah, so we realize that the whole Christian faith is based on a confession. Your confession is how you got saved. You know, in the book of Romans, if I'm correct, it's chapter 10, verse 9, they say you have to believe in Jesus and you confess with your mouth and you will be saved.
Amen.
So it shows you that everything in the Christian faith is based on the confession of the individual, and the confession is based on the promise that God gave them. So, to confess is to agree with God. You see? Now, you see what confession does? Confession has a purpose in it. Confession leads to forgiveness. You see? It says the results of forgiveness are a clean heart, a renewed spirit, and a restored relationship with God. So, as you can see, the confession that we were just read, this confession was based on the promise of the Messiah and whether she would accept the promise of the Messiah.
Amen.
Now, we take notice that it's said in one of the messages of the prophet that no man can live higher than his confession. Nobody can live higher than his confession. Nobody can live higher than his repentance. So what happens here is we know the story very well. We know about Mary, about Martha, about the death of Lazarus.
Amen.
And if I remember correctly, I think Lazarus, the meaning of Lazarus, it means one who God helps.
Amen.
That's the meaning of Lazarus. Eliezer is just the Hebrew version of Lazarus. And here, this person is one who God helps, but passed away. And we know Jesus was a few days late. And if you notice this thing about what we were just read, this lady is talking about a future resurrection. But she fails to see that the resurrection is not a future tense, it's a present tense. The reason why I would say it's a present tense, because the name of God in the Bible, it means he is present. That's why when you notice, when he came to Moses, he told Moses, I am sent you. I am is not past tense, I am is not future tense, I am is present tense. And here, this lady, she comes and she speaks to the Messiah, and she's talking about something that's to take place in the future, but she fails to realize I am is present.
Amen.
You see, because I am is present, she fails to realize the same God that was with Moses is present tense with her.
Amen.
And you know, she did not have the right revelation of who Jesus was, because if she had the right revelation, she would know that I am that was with Moses, I am before Abraham was, is with her right now.
Amen.
You see, so she was unconscious of the fact of the Messiah being in her presence. Many a times we are unconscious of the fact that God is present with us.
Amen.
You see, sometimes we know if you very religious and that you always looking at God from a distance.
Amen.
And when you read in the Bible, like in Romans chapter 10, that we're talking about verse 9, they said the word of God is near you, even by your mouth.
Amen.
Why? God is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God.
Amen.
You see, now if you want to bring God into your situation, you bring God's word into your situation. And here was a situation of somebody that was dead, and the word made flesh was present in that situation. So, you see, she didn't realize she had the word of God present with her. And she didn't realize the promise of God is relevant for the hour and the time that it's needed. You see, many a times there will a person, many people, they will come to a church service and they will say, you know what? They're looking forward to a blessing to take place tomorrow when the blessing's right here, right now. Amen. You see, she failed to realize that, you know, like Paul said, we are now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So he's not talking about a future tense. He's saying because Jesus is here, that means you have the whole of heaven here, the atmosphere of heaven in which you are going to be blessed. Now, the blessing is determined by your attitude towards God's promise. When the attitude towards God's promise is the desired attitude, then God will come down and he will bless you. Because we realize here is that if we take a look at this situation, is this person's confession was not according to the right revelation. But when the question was asked, believer thou this, believer thou that art the Christ, when she gave the right confession, what took place after that confession was a resurrection. Because her confession was right, she saw a resurrection. Now, many a times in life when we have situations and we cannot overcome the situations, it's because you have the wrong confession about the situation. You're looking at it from the wrong standpoint. You see, what happens is because we trust too much in our five senses, and our senses is going to declare that right now something is wrong. Right now we need a change, but you know what? How do we get this change? Now, I'll tell you how. The confession brings a conviction. You see, because conviction is, it means a strong, held belief. So that confession comes from the conviction that I believe that what I am saying, I'm going to get. That's why Jesus said, if you pray and you believe what you ask for, you're going to have what you say. Amen. You see, he didn't say you're going to say what you have. You're going to have what you say. Because Satan will come to you and Satan will give you a heartbreak and you're going to say, I have heartbreak. Satan will come to you and he's going to give you sickness and you're going to say, I have sickness. But you see, that's the wrong confession. You see how, you see what happens is, I did some research here about the brain and talking about the mind. It says the brain can make us believe when we are sick without any physical proof. That's a word called somatization. But it can also make us believe enough in medication that it actually heals us. So what happens is the devil comes to you and he works on your mind. Because Satan knows intent is very powerful. God judges you by the intent of your heart. You see, manifestation is the act of bringing into the object, bringing into existence the object of intent. The object may be an item, an event, from a state of being, a feeling, or a perception. But what is showing is that intent is very powerful. Healing and personal growth are accomplished on the level of intent. That's why you see your intentions, that's what's going to bring to pass, because your intent comes from your energy. You see, thought is the highest form of spiritual energy. Everything starts with your thoughts. Your thoughts brought you where you are today. Your thoughts will take you where you're going to be tomorrow. That's why Paul speaks about renewing the spirit of your mind. Because he knows the way you think is going to determine your actions, which is going to determine your character. That's why we know the Bible says, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because when God changes your thinking, he changes your thinking from natural to supernatural. Because the natural man, he is at enmity with the things of God. But when the Spirit of God comes down into the mind of a believer, he thinks outside the realm of a natural possibility. Because only certain things are possible in the natural. In the natural, it's only possible for medication to heal you. But in the supernatural, it takes not medication, it takes faith to heal you. And the Bible says that I am the Lord that heals all your diseases. I sent my word to heal you. Now, what happens when the word is sent? They say faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when you hear the word of God and you receive it, the word of God is a seed. Now, that seed needs to be watered. And we know, if we take a look at, there was a case years ago where they spoke of Papa Ryan, right? Think about Papa Ryan. And they came to him and they told him, when he came into the front and they prayed for him, and they told him, look, he's healed from being blind. He said, I'm still blind. But what was the problem? They told him, you didn't believe. You see, he said, well, the prophet told him, I prayed, but you didn't believe. Then what did Papa Ryan do? He changed his confession. He said, praise God, I'm healed. You see, now that confession, the change of the confession, was what brought back his sight. Because originally, after he went the first time they prayed, he said, no, I can't see. He said, they told him, well, you can't see because you don't believe. So he walked away from the prayer line and said, praise God, I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed. Now, what was he doing? It was the intent, you see. The intent of being, wanting to have sight. That was the intent. Now, that intent brought manifestation. Because he kept on saying, praise God, I can see. Praise God, I can see. Can you see the intent? And he kept on saying it, and what was he doing? He was creating an atmosphere. Words create an atmosphere. Your confession becomes your possession. So he was confessing the positive conviction that even though I am blind, yet I shall see. You see, that's how you bring to pass the promise of God, is by the right confession. Think about the three Hebrew people. Remember, they got put there by the fire, and they said, we will not be careful in this matter, because our God is able to deliver us. Amen. You see, that was their confession. Never mind the fire, never mind the persecution. They said, God is able. Amen. You see, so sometimes when you're in a situation, you've got to have the confession that God is able. Amen. God is able to open a door that no man can open. Amen. God is able to close a door no man can close. Amen. God is able to provide a table in the wilderness. You see, if you come tonight, we at a revival meeting. Now, what it means to revive is not to bring you something new, but to remind you of what you already have. Amen. You see, so God has given you a promise, and He's given you a spirit to give the promise a quickening power to bring it to pass. Amen. You see, now what God does is, the book of Peter says, I will stir up your remembrance. Amen. So when you come to the house of God, He's going to stir up your remembrance of His promise, which He gave to you. You see, and what's God's promise that He gave to you, you will know. You know for a fact that, we take the example, we know that you got a new church building, right? You got to move out of this building, you got to move into another one. But what's the confession of the church? God is able. God is able to get us out of here and in the next place on time. You see, if that's going to be the confession, that's what you're going to possess as a church. You see, it's not going to be delayed. It's according to your belief, according to your confession. Maybe tonight there's people sitting praying for different situations, but your confession will bring to pass the desire of your heart. Amen. You see, because your confession is not based on your goodness. Your confession is not based on your ability. It's based on the sacrifice of the cross of Calvary. Amen. You see, the Bible says we are saved by faith through grace. Now, faith is what saves you, but grace is the source of your salvation. So faith is the channel that draws strength from grace. You are saved by a gift. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten. And because He gave His only begotten, that's how you received grace. You received grace through Jesus Christ. And your faith is that the grace that He gave me is sufficient. Amen. You see, because that grace is sufficient, you're able to believe for things that have not happened in your life yet. Hallelujah. Because when you believe on His grace, you know that, you know, God, I don't deserve what you're going to give, but I know you're still going to give it. You're not going to give it to me because I'm good. You're not going to give it to me because I belong to this church. You're going to give it to me because of your grace, you see? Now, that's what we got to understand, that our confession is based on God's grace, on what God has already provided for us. Take a look at Abraham. Abraham was a normal human being. Abraham wasn't different from any one of us sitting here today. We make these Bible characters seem like superheroes, and they are. They're superheroes because of the grace of God and the predestinated favor of God in their lives. And here comes Abraham. What is Abraham? The idol worshiper gets called out of idolatry. And Abraham, he gets this promise from God. And Abraham, he goes past the age of childbearing, but Abraham did not stagger in the promise. Abraham's confession was, you know, it doesn't matter how old he gets, God's still going to give him a child. Amen. And here comes Abraham, after God has given him the child. Amen. God says, take this child up the mountain and sacrifice him. But if you read the scripture correctly, while he took the child, he said, me and the lad will return.
Amen.
Now, how did Abraham know they're going to return? God told him, take your only begotten son, offer him up. But Abraham's confession was, we will return.
Amen.
So according to Abraham's confession, he possessed his son, though he shouldn't have had him. Because Abraham knew his son was given to him as one from the dead. And even if he had to die, God would raise him from the dead.
Amen.
And the place God called Jehovah Jireh, which means God sees. And because he sees, he provides.
Amen.
So whatever God sees that you have need of, he provides it before you have need of it. So what you do when you come and you pray, you are praying not to change God's mind, but you're trying to change your mind so that you can see God's plan. That's what you do when you pray. When you pray, you're making the flesh numb because you see your senses is always in conflict with the promise of God. Whatever promise God has given you, you are here sitting this evening as a testimony. He took me from a foreign country. He brought me here. Your confession was, I'm going to get my papers today. You got your papers.
Amen.
Your confession was, when you never had a house, God will provide for me a place. Today you're staying in a place.
Yes,
your confession was, God will save my children. Today your children are saved.
Yes,
you see, you got to come tonight with that same confession that the lady made. That, what did he say? I am the resurrection and the life. The question was, believe thou this. Do you believe that the same Jesus that walked 2,000 years ago is here tonight? That's why he said, I am. He didn't say, I was. He didn't say, I will be. He said, I am.
Amen.
You see, now when he says, I am, he's telling you, I am here.
Amen.
Now when he is here, that means things are going to be different.
Amen.
You see, what happened is when Moses went to the burning bush, I am was at the burning bush. When he came into the presence and the atmosphere of where I am was, he left. But that presence of I am left with Moses.
Amen.
And because that presence was with Moses, Moses' confession was always positive.
Amen.
Moses could come to the Red Sea and he knew that I am is with me.
Amen.
Remember when you say those words, I am healed me.
Amen.
Who healed you? We know there's only one I am. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when he says, I am healed, what are you declaring when you say, I am healed? You're saying, I am is healing me.
Amen.
So when you say, I am healed, you're speaking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the stripes that are busy healing you.
Amen.
You see, God does not make a promise that he cannot keep. He said he will bankrupt heaven to fulfill his word. Says here, healing and personal growth are accomplished by the level of intent, right? I've read that anything that can be accomplished through the proper use of intent, intent enables us to focus our energy on a specific purpose. It is through intent that we limit ourselves. It is through intent that we free ourselves. So you see, it's your intention that you come to the house of God with that is going to make the difference in how you're going to leave the house of God.
Amen.
Because if you're coming with the intention, I'm going to receive something from God tonight,
amen,
that means you're not going to leave empty-handed.
Amen.
You see, you're going to come with the intention, I'm coming to the house of God to be renewed.
Amen.
You see, it says here, love for what today has to offer, not for what yesterday has taken away.
Amen.
That's the biggest struggle with a Christian. You worried about what yesterday has taken away. What does the song say? Yesterday is God's be Jesus and tomorrow will never be mine.
Amen.
You see? So we got to not focus on what yesterday has taken away, but the promise of what God has in store for tomorrow.
Amen.
So I want to read this about divine healing. Now, this is what the prophet says. Now, the only thing a minister can do is preach the gospel, tell you the truth. And you believe it, accept it, act upon your confession. Go out and say you will. It's by faith, not by feeling. You are not saved by feeling. You are saved because God's word says you are saved.
Amen.
You see, sometimes we allow emotions to dictate our faith. And we go according to, like I say, fair weather Christians. We go according to how we feel. How we feel has got nothing to do with your salvation. How you feel has got nothing to do with your predestination. How you feel has got nothing to do with the outcome of your current situation. Many a times you're looking at your current situation, and because you feel this way, you think it's going to turn out in a negative sense. Doesn't that happen many other times? You get overwhelmed by emotion. And what the simple thing they tell you, the word emotion, it just means energy in motion. So what's happening? You're getting overwhelmed by negative energy. How do you get energy? We know energy comes from intent. Intent comes from words. So people speak to you and you absorb the energy in the words of the people that speak to you. You see, now sometimes you absorb negative energy from the criticism at work, the criticism at home, criticism at school, in your relationships. Some words hurt, so that's negative energy you're absorbing, right? But how do you get it out? One way, the word of God. Now the word of God comes with the intent of God. God's word comes with God's intention. God's intention is to heal. God's intention is to restore. God's intention is to have you walking in newness of life. Amen. You see, he came to give you things. He said he came to give life and life abundantly. Amen. Now what happens is negative energy saps the life out of you. Amen. That's why when you go into a negative environment, a dark environment, what do you feel? You feel tired. You feel weary. But when you come to the right kind of atmosphere, the right kind of environment, you begin to feel energized. Amen. Why does the presence of God make you feel energized? Because it's the same word that said, let there be light. Amen. That same word, when you read the Bible, that same word from that same spirit begins to get quickened, right? Hallelujah. Now, when that word is spoken, which is God's word, which comes with God's intent, that means it's going to bring God's power. Amen. You see, God's word comes with God's intent, and it brings God's power. Amen. So God is telling you tonight, do you want to be healed? The question is not, can he heal you? The question, like he said, is, believe thou this. Amen. Tonight, if God is telling you, you need a job, and he's going to open a door for you, the question is not, can he do it? The question is, believe thou this. Amen. You see, that's the question. The question was never what God cannot do, because God can do all things. Amen. Job said, all things God can do. What did he tell Abraham? The question they asked Abraham one day, is anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. You see, is anything too hard for the Lord? And Abraham knew, because he's got a predestinated seed of faith, that seed has to bring forth its fruits. Amen. Now, tonight, we're sitting with seed of Abraham. And the promise was given to every seed of Abraham that you will possess the gates of your enemy. Amen. We all got the same enemy. But the thing is, we're not going to be under subjection to him. We are going to possess his gates. Amen. Now, what is gates? Gates is an entry point. Satan's looking for an entry point. Amen. The entry point is the mind. He gets into your mind to shake your mind. Because he knows if your mind is stable, you cannot be moved. Amen. But we thank God that God stabilizes our mind by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit stabilizes your mind, so that it does not get shaken. It doesn't get shaken by doubt. Doesn't get shaken by fear. Amen. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Now that word sound mind in the original language means a mind that is healed. Amen. You know how much people would give for a sound mind today? You go to a psychiatrist, to a psychologist for one reason, so that you can have a sound mind. But here God promises in his word, he will give you a sound mind. Amen. Now, I was busy with certain people with certain situations, and I had to do some research on psychotherapy. Because psychotherapy is when you have anxiety or certain problems. And they said, psychotherapy is basically you speaking to a therapist, and that therapist picks up the intent and the energy of your words, and they determine what condition you are in mentally. Very simple, eh? But you pay a lot of money. A lot of money for it. Amen. Now the same Holy Spirit in the house of God, in a fellowship amongst brothers and sisters, can pick up that very same intent that's in your words. Amen. You see, that's why they say, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in their midst. Amen. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you come to the house of God and he'll discern your thoughts. He'll discern your intents. And then through the ministering of the word, he'll expose what you need to fix in your life. Amen. He doesn't do it to bring you ashamed, because he said, I will never make my people ashamed. Amen. He exposes your weaknesses so that he can give you strength. Amen. That's what he does. You see, he exposes the flaws in your life so that he can perfect you. Now, many a times you got the wrong perception of your flaws and your weaknesses being exposed. As not being exposed to make you look bad, as being exposed to show you you are human. You see, look at Paul. Paul comes and he says, Lord, my weakness, my thorn in the flesh. That was Paul was complaining about his weakness, his thorn in the flesh. What did God tell him? My grace is sufficient. Amen. You see, God wasn't interested in anything else about Paul's flaws, what Paul did wrong. His grace is sufficient. Amen. You got to remember in the Bible, name me a person in the Bible who did not fall. Abraham fell. Everybody from Abraham kept on falling. But what gave them a testimony wasn't their fall. You see, the fall wasn't the testimony. It was what they did after the fall that gave them a testimony. Amen. And that's the same with a Christian. You're going to fall. But it's not the fall, it's the calling. You see, the calling is greater than your fall. Amen. God knows you're going to fall, but he knows your call is greater than your fall. Because that's what the Bible says, a just man will fall several times, but he'll stand up. Now you ask yourself, what's going to make him stand? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, say the Lord. You see, that's why God gives you his spirit. God gives the Holy Spirit to sinners, the Holy Spirit to imperfect people, because the Holy Spirit's there to perfect you. It's not there to perfect your flesh. It's there to perfect your faith. Because that's why he said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith? See, he's not looking at the imperfections of the flesh. He's looking at the perfection of your spirit. Amen. Your spirit is perfected by the faith that God has given you. Amen. Now, the thing is, the question always is, can you believe the promises that he's given you? Amen. You see, I want to say this in closing. See, it's here, I believe. I believe in the sun when it is not shining. I believe in love even when I'm not feeling it. I believe in God even when he's silent. Amen. You see? Even if he's silent, doesn't mean he's doing nothing. Amen. You see, sometimes God is busy working in the unseen. Amen. While he's working in the unseen, by eyes of faith, begin to look at his promise. You've got to understand everything that is written, everything that is spoken, comes from the unseen world. Nobody can see your thoughts, right? Now, God is a spirit. Nobody can see the thoughts of God. But yet, God wrote his thoughts in his word. So God is asking you, look at my thoughts towards you. Though they have not yet been manifest, they shall manifest. So maybe you hear this evening and you know that God has given you a promise and you're waiting on the manifestation of that promise. I want to let you know that in due time and in due season, you will see the manifestation of the promise that God has given unto you. That's why God said he's not going to make his people ashamed. Because you must remember, every promise of God, God's putting his reputation at stake. You see, God is putting his reputation at stake, not yours. Because the onus is not on you, it's on God to deliver. He said, he who started the good work. Now, when God starts something, he's going to finish it. God's not going to save you halfway. He's not going to deliver you halfway. If God saves you, he's going to save you completely. If he heals you, he'll heal you completely. If he's going to restore what you lost, he'll restore it completely. God doesn't do any halfway jobs. So we got to have faith, just like the lady that was there at Jesus when he asked the question, can she believe this? Maybe tonight you need to believe that God is going to do something for me that I could not do for many years for myself. There comes a season when God gives you a visitation, and God comes to tell you, just like he told this lady, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the giver, and I am the restorer. Now the question is, do you believe he gives? Do you believe he's restored? If he gave, that means it came from him. And if it came from him, no one else can restore it. No one else can take it back from you. What God gives you, nobody else can take from you. Never forget that. Whatever God has given you, nobody can take. Now I'm just coming to remind you tonight that your confession before you pray is going to be a positive confession. I tell people, if you don't believe, don't pray. You've got to believe before you pray. Otherwise, you're just uttering vain words. Amen. So you've got to come with an intention. I'm coming to ask. And I'm not just going to ask. I'm going to receive. Amen. There's no point in asking without expecting to receive. Amen. You see, preparation creates expectation. Amen. So you come prepared to say, Lord, I'm coming tonight to receive my blessing. Amen. And you say, Lord, I'm not leaving till I get the blessing that you promised to me. Amen. That's what Jacob did. He refused to leave till he received God's blessing. Amen. Sometimes we don't have enough patience to wait for the blessing of God. Amen. And you've got to be convinced that he is the one who's able to give you the blessing. You've got to be fully persuaded that I'm going to ask God and I'm going to wait till God gives. Amen. That's right. That's what Paul said. I know who I believeth and I'm persuaded that he's able. Amen. You need to be persuaded tonight that, Lord, we want to have a continuation of that revival. Amen. You see, because revival brings restoration. Amen. That's what people don't realize. Repentance brings revival. Revival brings restoration. So if you are here tonight with a desire of restoration, I believe God is here to give you that restoration. Amen. The only question is, believe without this. Amen. Just want to say in closing, now it says that he's the high priest of our confession. The high priest. So if he is the high priest of our confession, that means he can't do anything for us up until we confess. You see, he's done the work. He's waiting for your confession. Amen. You see, a few months ago, I was doing some outreach, and I got this lady. And she said, don't you remember me? I said, no, I don't remember you. She said, yes, last year, the 25th of November. I said, 25th of November last year? Got no memory. She said, no, you led me to the Lord. I said, well, I'm confused now. The reason I'm giving this testimony, she was a full-blown alcoholic. She came to me, said she's an alcoholic. She can't stop drinking. Her family's falling apart. I told her, I can't do anything for you. But you believe Jesus can do something for you. I said, if you believe Jesus can do something for you, you're not going to come back the same. I led her to the Lord, same thing. She was given the same thing that we were reading earlier on. Do you believe it now this? And she believed. And she came back and nobody could recognize her because of the change. Completely delivered from alcoholism. Completely transformed. So transformed that even when I saw her, I didn't even recognize her. Because why? Her confession was correct. Amen. She believed that I can't afford AA, but there is somebody called Jesus. Amen. I can't afford a psychiatrist, but there's somebody called Jesus. Amen. I cannot afford medication, but there's someone called Jesus. Amen. You see, that's why we're here tonight. Because I say, all those that call upon the name of the Lord. Now, what's your confession tonight? He said, I will never make my people ashamed. Amen. So if your confession tonight is according to what the word of God has given unto you, then I don't believe you're going to walk out here empty-handed. Walk out here tonight with an expectation that by the end of this season that we're going to have revival, I'm going to receive a blessing from the hand of God. Amen. Whether it be you say it's my loved one that needs to be saved, God is able. Whether you say it's a new job, God is able. Whether you say it's a situation that needs to change, God is able. What is your confession this evening? Amen. Believe without this. Amen. Do you believe he can heal you? Amen. Do you believe he can deliver you from your affliction? Do you believe he can change the circumstances in your household? Amen. Do you believe he can change the place that you're working at for your sake? Amen. Do you believe that whatever you got in your heart tonight, God is able to do it and he wants to do it? He's just waiting on you to call upon his name. Amen. The brother can come forward. We can sing, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Amen. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Brother, you can just come forward. We can play that chorus. We can all stand to our feet.
Blind say I can see.
Let the weak, let the poor.
If that's your confession tonight, you possess whatever you confess.
I am
he said, Lord, give me strength. He's going to give you strength. He said, Lord, give me revelation. He'll give you revelation. That's your confession tonight.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died.
Just bow your hands for a moment of faith. Just bow your hands for a moment of faith. If anybody has a need tonight and you believe God spoke to you tonight, you can raise your hand. It's not the preacher, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to grant you the desire of your heart. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, you said, Lord, we must ask in abundance that our joys be fulfilled, Lord. Lord, your desire is for us, Lord, not always to struggle, Lord, but there comes times and seasons of refreshing, Lord, where you desire, Lord, that we can prosper so that we can proclaim how great thou art, Lord. I come this evening, Lord, and every hand that is raised, Lord, I pray, Lord, and you know the needs behind those hands, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that as those hands are raised, that they will, Lord, claim the promise, Lord, as they reach out their hand, Lord, to your hand. May you take their weak and feeble hand into your strong hand, Lord. And may you deliver them from every affliction, Lord. May you raise them onto higher ground, Lord. May you make them realize, Lord, they have a Heavenly Father above who has eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. I pray now, Heavenly Father, grant each and every one the desire of their heart that they can return to the house of God with a good report, Lord, that they can return and say, this is what the Lord has done for me. And we will not forget to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Pray now that you be with us further this week. In Jesus' name, with much thanksgiving. Amen. The brother can come forward.
One song, saints, and let's come to a time of prayer this evening. We have a good plenty of time. Thank you so much, Brother Cheslin. I'm sure like you, like me, you just want to speak to the Lord. Let's have a time really to come before the Lord. Let's sing what you have for us, Brother Faithful. That confesses your word. Hallelujah. Of your heart, that's what I long for. At the throne, hallelujah. Oh my, oh it is a heart.
that sin will not come in. It hides the word. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and one that you raise. It is a heart, it beats compassion that pleases you, my Lord. I see the aroma of worship, it rises from. One more time, I want a pure heart, a heart that confesses the word, a heart that takes in the word. Hallelujah. A heart that speaks the word. Hallelujah.
Your heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows after me.
Oh, it is a heart.
A heart that I go with, so that sin will not come in. Oh, it is a heart. Compassion, when it pleases you, my Lord, it's a sweet aroma of worship that rises.
We sing it softly as we end now. Without the music, let's sing it softly.
A pure heart, that's what I long for.
Internalize the words.
A heart that follows hard after thee.
I want a pure heart, Lord.
A pure heart.
It's my desire.
That's what I long for. It's a heart that follows hard after thee.
Oh, it is a heart.
A heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in.
It's a heart that's undivided, Lord. One that you rule and one that you reign. Lord, it is a heart that it beats compassion, Lord, and it pleases you, my King. Is a sweet aroma of worship, Lord, it rises from your throne.
A sweet aroma, Lord, a sweet aroma of worship, Lord, it rises.
A sweet aroma, one more time,
your throne.
A sweet aroma.
A sweet aroma of worship,
my Lord,
that rises,
it rises from your throne.
As we come to pray, let's remember Brother Nat and his family traveled to the UK today. And let's remember Sister Bibi, that the Lord will really restore her strength and visit her. Let's remember them that are away, Brother Vlad and his family, for the Lord to bless them all the way, Brother George and his family. And all the saints that have traveled to north, south, east, and west, let's keep them in prayer. So whatever's on your heart, let's come before the Lord with a pure heart and let's pray.
sing that song. I am redeemed, bought with a price. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. It's a good thing to do, saints. You know, your soul believes you're redeemed, but sometimes your mind will deceive you. So you've got to speak from your heart, and sometimes just to say it, you know, it brings the life back into your soul once again. It gives your soul an opportunity to express it. Saying it from your heart, say, I am redeemed. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Let's sing that song. And mercy rewrote my life. And then we'll ask Brother Jason, Brother James, to come and close for us in
prayer. Redeemed, I've been bought with a price. You see now, Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you, just who I am.
This evening, Lord, that you're here with us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that you've revealed to us once again the resurrection and the life, oh God. Father, that, Lord Jesus, your promises are real to us once again, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, only a handful of us, Lord God, have gathered here this evening, Lord. But, Lord God, your spirit was here with us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that we came in, Lord, like Jacob, Lord. But, Lord, we're leaving as a prince prevailing with God. Oh, Lord God, we came, Lord God, Heavenly Father, as dead as Lazarus, Lord, but we're leaving with the resurrection and the life. Oh, Lord God, we're so grateful that we have a God that when we go on our knees, oh God, and take the promises of God, the Lord Jesus, a mother can come out of a sick bed, Lord God, out of a hospital, Lord God, and be reunited with the family, oh God. Lord Jesus, that we can, Lord God, pray for a family, Lord, that's gone to the UK and have confidence that they'll come back safe, oh God. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful, Lord, that, Lord Jesus, we serve a God that was with us, Lord God, in a different country, Lord God, Czech Republic, and that same God is quickening a revival in us, oh Lord God, in Dublin. Lord God, we're so grateful for your promises, Lord, that you've quickened to us, Lord God, the resurrection and the life, oh God. Lord Jesus, we're not leaving the same, Lord God. We're confessing that there's a change, oh Lord God. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for our brother Cheslin this evening, Lord.
Yes.
That he didn't come, Lord God, with the excellency of speech, Lord God, but he came that our faith may rest, O God, in the power of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, this evening, Lord, as we leave now, protect us, Lord God. Protect us by your hand, O Lord Jesus. Lord, we came, Lord God, with the pressures of this world, Lord, but Lord, we're leaving, Lord, letting off the pressure, Lord God. Help us now, Lord God. Guide us, O Lord God, throughout the day, tomorrow, Lord God, throughout this evening, Lord, that we meditate, O God, on these words, Lord. And when we wake up in the morning, Lord, these words will be upon our hearts, O Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, protect us, Lord God. And when we come back on Friday, this same Spirit, Lord God, of prayer, the same Holy Ghost, Lord, in each of our hearts, Lord, will not leave us, Lord God, but we'd find it back in this place, O God. Heavenly Father, quicken the revival, O God, in each and every one of us, Lord God. From the youngest to the oldest, Lord God, let our hearts ring out, Lord God. My Redeemer lives, O God. Help us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, our sins and trespasses, Lord. And strengthen us, Lord God, to, Lord God, earnestly contend for this faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, saints. God bless you. Safe journey home. May the Lord bless you. Brother Cheslin, God bless you richly. We look forward to Sunday. Brother Cheslin's going to do Wednesday, Sunday, and then Wednesday, Sunday. So we're really looking forward to that. Amen. Let's pray for our brother that the Lord will really use him for his glory. Let's come on Friday for prayer meeting. Let's come prayed up. Amen. We know the difference when you come to the prayer meeting prayed up. Don't come to meet the Lord here. Come with the Lord. Amen. That's the most important. Meet him in the morning. Meet him in your lunchtime. And then bring him with you when you come, and we'll have a wonderful time. So let's sing one more. Thank you, Brother Faithful and Brother Jess. We appreciate you, saints. Let's sing one more as we dismiss. What do you have for us, brother?
He poured in the oil and the wine.
Time.